The University of Detroit Mercy presents another brand new episode of Ask the Professor. Today's program was recorded using Zoom video conferencing technology.
The University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mile, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. Always looking as sharp as a prof can look, it's Professor Jeff Boats.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, man?
Not too much. Just enjoying the snowfall that came down last night.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It had a nice little crust on the top. Reminded me of some kind of a pastry or something.
Snow just makes me feel better because being locked away because of COVID doesn't feel too good. But shutting yourself in because it's snowing out, that feels better somehow. So there you go.
Justification. Yeah, I agree. It's a psychological trick that we can all do inside our brains.
It implies something more comforting. Yeah.
That's right. Break out the hot cocoa, right? Professor Mara Livesey is next in line here.
That's right. Although I'm not drinking hot cocoa, it has more caffeine than that.
Ooh. Whatever floats your boat, we'll let you go that way. Just like some high-powered coffee then, or?
Just a latte made with the new espresso machine that Josh and I recently purchased.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice. Is it the Nespresso?
No, it is a Breville.
Oh, well. Mm-hmm. Kind of high class here. That's awesome.
It's the real deal.
So your whole house can smell like coffee, which
they
is
make
one of the
good
best
appliances.
Smells.
Yeah, it's legit. It tastes delicious.
Excellent. Excellent. Next in line, at least on my screen, it's Professor Dan Maggio.
Hi, Matt. I am somebody who loves a good espresso.
Oh, well, you drink it in the tiny little cup and everything?
Yes. It's, you know, it's hard to find a restaurant that makes a good espresso. So when I do, I get a double.
Sure. Well, if
in
you
a grown
want trouble,
up in a grown up cup.
Yeah, make it double. I mean, come on. Let's
grow. No more sippy cups, huh?
You don't have the whatever it is, the 1,000 ounce like big gulp that's bigger than my head. You're gonna have a big handle on the side.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Because all you need is one of those full of espresso.
Yeah. That's a heart attack.
Yeah, that probably would kill you.
Think of the theorems you'd come up with before.
That, of course, being the diagnosis of one Dr. Professor Beth Oljar. Don't drink a lot of espresso.
I don't drink espresso ever. So
I couldn't even do the chocolate covered beans, Beth. Like if I had five of those, yeah, I would be dead within an hour. I'm not even joking. Oh my gosh. That was grad school fuel right there.
Well, yeah.
Yep.
What's your cozy drink on a morning like we had this morning, Beth?
Oh, coffee, but just regular coffee. I mean, I've got to have like an hour and two cups of coffee before I even contemplate dealing with, I got to watch our tape recorded Chris Hayes, Rachel Maddow. We watch them the next morning. I got to do that before I even think of facing the day. So it's coffee, but it's just a regular. I don't even grind the beans. It's just Uban from the store.
Hey, whatever it takes.
I have to ask because you said tape. Do you actually have a working VCR in your house?
No. Record is what I meant. Sorry.
Just anachronistic language. I do that too.
Yes. Yeah.
An actual VCR, if you try to go buy a working VCR online right now, they're incredibly expensive.
Really?
Really?
Check it out. I mean, because they're rare. Who has them anymore?
It's unbelievable. I think I screwed up a couple of recent garage sales at that rate, I can tell you. As in, please take this. I'll pay you to take this
right
from me.
Yeah, yeah, should have put it on eBay at $100.
Unbelievable. Ooh. Somebody who I know for a fact had beta at one point. It's Professor Stephen Manning.
Hey, you referring to my age?
No, I had a beta too. I mean, come on, beta was...
Yeah, but Matt, your beta was a fish, though.
VCR.
Did just get rid of an old VCR machine and many, many VCR tapes, you know, pre-recorded tapes.
Right.
You're just not going to use them anymore. By the way, on the subject of coffee, I have a small espresso machine. If anybody wants it, just let me know. I mean, I have two. I'm keeping one, but the other one is available.
Got it.
Does it come with a barista? That's called a graduate student.
Oh my god!
I can't answer that.
Just DM Steven and he will get you your slightly used espresso machine.
Tom would be your barista, Dan.
And in fact, it may not even be slightly used. It may be brand new.
Wow!
When I was cleaning up, I just discovered I had two. You know, I saw at some point, said, oh, let's get this. I already had one, discovered this, you know, years after the fact. I am using one, but not the other, and I'll never use the second one. So
got it.
Let me know.
Will do.
That happened to me with coffee bean grinders, because I got like three of them for wedding presents. So I think I still have one.
Yeah.
And I still have some VHS tapes of movies that I couldn't actually get on DVD. I was pleased to discover that Cast a Deadly Spell was available on Netflix or something.
Okay.
But plus my wedding video, I mean, that was on VHS, right? When people, you know, not that,
that
I
was it. So
desire need to look at it again, but I suppose since I did it, it's not like I've forgotten, but
I sold that too at the last yard sale.
The videotape of my wedding. You sold that?
No, Beth, for yours, it's a pay-per-view.
Oh my gosh, like a prize fight, right?
yeah like a prize UFC fight. Prize fight, that's all.
Those of course are the dulcet tones of Professor Dave Chow.
Pleasure to be here as always.
You almost had to run over to my house, huh?
Almost. I mean, you know,
he suggested you were getting your back waxed and that was why you were, you know, which was an image I can't really unsee. So
yeah,
and I told Beth I could draw it too. I mean, you know, it's like
you know what, leave that one alone, Dave.
Okay.
Leave that to Steve Carell.
Let's just put a pin in that.
Yeah, put a pin in that. We'll come back around.
Never.
Folks, this is a program where I would really appreciate you not sending questions in about that, but how about anything else? If you stump the panel, you win a prize. You can send us the questions in a number of ways, emailing us at atp@udmercy.edu. Find us on Facebook and Instagram, or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. Dear professors, I've noticed a topic that the show seems to have wandered down the last few months. Cats. So attached are 20 questions about cats to challenge the professors. Please enjoy. Oh my word, I'd prefer 85% passing grade.
Incredible.
Oh.
Look at those standards in the middle of a pandemic, no less. This is our longtime question sender. Thank you very, very much, Beverly Hollis of Redmond, Washington.
Ah.
Let's see what we can do with these questions.
Well, we're counting on Beth and Mara here.
Yeah.
Do my best.
Oh, they have cats, so they know everything.
No. We're just counting on their cats. Yeah. We don't need answers from them.
It'd be great if that conclusion followed.
Yeah. When Jupiter starts answering your questions, Mara, let us know.
Okay.
What was the name of Dr. Evil's cat?
Mr. Mephistopheles?
No, it was an Egyptian hairless thing.
Yeah.
What was the name of that?
Really surprised.
Mr. Satan?
No. Mr.
Bigglesworth? Biggles. Mr. Bigglesworth.
Mr. Bigglesworth.
Yeah. Butterworth, Bigglesworth. We all got there.
The mystery.
I love how Beth went hard down the El Diablo route there. It's got to be something satanic. Those are great names, by the way. You can give those names to cats, and they stick, and they work, and everything. It doesn't work for many other animals.
Is that going to be a new program at UDM?
Actually, Mr. Mephistopheles.
Yeah, exactly. Who was the first president? Well, see, Stephen might be able to take this one. Who had a cat in the White House, and do you know what the cat's name was?
Woodrow Wilson.
Mm-mm. It was earlier.
No, he's not a cat. Teddy Roosevelt?
It was earlier.
Earlier than Roosevelt.
I'll bite. George Washington.
It wasn't Washington.
Okay,
wasn't
all right. Well, so
at least we know
later.
What was that, Jeff?
So later. Okay.
So later than the first president.
You're welcome for that help.
Jefferson, then?
Yeah, Jefferson.
Don't let it be Jefferson.
No, no, it was not Jefferson. Okay. This was, gosh, I mean, the best not completely giveaway clue is arguably, after George Washington, our most famous president.
Lincoln.
Yeah, it was Lincoln. And go for the blandest cat name you can think of named after the pattern of the colored fur.
Spot. Whiskers.
That's good, but we're getting
stripey.
There. Starts with a T.
Pause.
Tabby.
Tabby. Wow, really creative. And I gotta say, because I'm pretty sure that Beverly put it down this way for a reason, Tabby passed at some point.
Aww.
During Lincoln's term, he bought another one.
Oh.
And named it Dixie.
Mm. Wow.
Okay. Oh, I was waiting to hear that the cat got assassinated at Ford's Theater or something like that.
No, oh. It's way, way worse.
Oh, he lost a child and a cat.
Yes.
Like, wow.
But naming it Dixie? Is this like, you know, like trying to soothe the other side or something like that? I mean,
by naming
it. Did have kind of a wicked sense of humor, at least if we're supposed to trust the movie.
That's right.
Yeah. It was a way to get the Emancipation Proclamation through.
Extended the olive branch with a cat.
Yes, exactly.
Try this one. So there is a famous breed of cat called a Maine Coon cat.
They're huge.
Yes.
Okay.
The Maine Coon cat, whose name was Little Nicky, was famous for being the first cat blank. What happened to Little Nicky?
Little Nicky. Wait, wasn't that an Adam Sandler movie?
It was an Adam Sandler movie, but we're not talking about the Adam Sandler movie.
Did he go
first
in space?
Cat in space.
No, space is a great one. It is on the STEM side of things. It has to do with where Little Nicky came from.
It was
experimental.
Cloned or?
Yeah, it was cloned. It was the first cat cloned was Little Nicky.
Wow.
The Maine Coon. It was just a few years ago. I mean, not yesterday or anything, but Dolly the Sheep was only about, was that 15 years?
Just in case anyone was wondering, I can confirm Little Nicky. Very cute.
Oh, okay. All right. Excellent. You must have done some Googling there.
For a clone.
Yes. For a clone.
Okay. The cat named All Ball, A-L-L-B-A-L-L, had a very famous owner. Who was the owner of the cat named All Ball?
Michael Jordan.
No. That is a
basketball player who blocks a lot, like Akeem Olajuwon or something.
There's no easy way to put this. This cat was very
Disco
famous
ball?
For
Disco
being ball. Owned by a non-human.
Oh, non-human.
Mm-hmm. Cat was owned by a non-human.
Dr. Who's cat was named Spot.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
What was the name of it? All Ball? Was it Dr. Who?
No, this actually is not fictitious either. This is a real thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Dr. Who is real. What are you talking about?
Sorry, Dan.
I don't know if I like this show anymore.
No, the cat was
is it
named
like
All Ball.
Chewbacca's cat or something?
Yeah.
No, it was the gorilla Coco who could sign language.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I was in the vicinity. Handlers. That's close enough.
Chewbacca, you know, furry critter, you know.
No.
And All Ball seems like the kind of like rudimentary use of English that might result from that. So it makes sense. You know?
Okay.
What was the name of Sabrina the Teenage Witch's cat?
Oh, what was his name?
It was a black cat. Was it Salem? I think it
Salem.
Was.
Salem.
Salem.
Salem. Such a great name. Such a great name.
If you're a witch.
How about John Irwin, the actor that voiced He-Man, if you can believe it, in the old cartoon, also provided the voice for this famous dour-sounding feline of television fame.
Garfield?
Who was that cat?
Not yeah, I was Garfield. Say Garfield.
That's
no, that's Lorenzo Music.
Felix the cat.
No, not Felix.
Morris. Morris, I'm sorry.
Morris the cat. That's like the Nine Lives commercial.
Nine Lives.
Yes.
Do they still make Nine Lives?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good question.
Not that I've shopped down that aisle, so I mean, you know, I wouldn't know.
You're listening to a special edition of Ask the Professor, in which each of the seven professors participating in this recording session were connecting to each other from different locations, thanks to Zoom video conferencing technology. We're grateful to those listeners who submitted questions for today's show, and we welcome your questions at atp@udmercy.edu. Now, let's return to our host, Matt Mayo, with more questions for the panel.
And we've got questions from Beverly Hollis of Redmond, Washington. So apparently, where's my wife when we need her? What was the name of the Brady Bunch's cat, which only appeared in one episode of the show?
The first episode.
Begin with
Tiger
an S.
Was the dog, right? Tiger was the dog. So
was it begin with an S, right?
No, I have here that it began with the letter F.
No. Afifi?
Frank?
He's a good guess, but that's not it.
Furball? Furry?
Fuffnick?
Fuzzy? Fuzzleworth?
Fossy? Did somebody say Fossy?
Fritz?
And Beth got pretty darn close, so I might give you at least Fuzzy? 75% credit on Fluffy. Just plain old Fluffy.
Oh, that's right.
Fluffy.
And Beverly notes here, went down that wonderful road of fame to include people like character Chuck Cunningham of Happy Days, who also only appeared in one episode.
So whatever happened to Fluffy and Tiger?
It's a good question. Very good question.
Probably check the backyard. Seriously.
They're still there.
Oh my gosh. Never heard anything along these lines before. What was the name of Vladimir Lenin's cat? Wow.
Ooh. Steven, this is up your alley, possibly. I mean, what would
Carl?
Oh, like
Karl Marx.
I want to make sure that you know this is not a trick. He owned a cat.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe it.
Rasputin.
No, it was not
Catherine. And after the last czar, I mean, why not?
Yeah. Oh. Red Square.
Vanya.
Caviar.
I mean, all of these are good because you're getting at where this all ends up. But I'll let you know, he purposefully did not name it because that would demonstrate the capitalistic trait of ownership.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. That's pretty deep. I mean, it's like, what do you do when you want to call the cat over at this point? You just kind of like wave to it? I mean,
cats come when you call.
I don't know.
Does it really matter what they're called?
Let's do the experiment, Mara.
Yeah. Come on, shake Beth. The food and see what happens.
She'll come.
That's right. Oh, okay. Okay. What Disney cat movie starred Frank Gorshin and Neville Brand as villains?
Ooh.
The Aristocats?
Nope.
Rescuers?
This one's actually a live action.
Oh. It's not that Darby O'Gill thing again, is it?
No, stop bringing up Darby O'Gill. He's giving me nightmares.
The live action movie where Frank Gorshin.
Neville Brand were the villains. And the word cat appears in the title, three words.
That crazy cat or something.
Yeah, you're right.
That darn cat.
Yeah, that darn cat.
Okay. There it is.
That darn cat. You put it all together. After a while, we can get it. Oh, my. I guess I don't know much about my cat breeds. What breed of cat is considered to be the most expensive? I've never heard this before.
Persian?
It's not Persian.
Siamese?
That Sphinx cat?
Oh, what about the hairless cat?
Yeah.
That's the Sphinx.
Sphinx?
Nope. It's not that. It starts with the letter S.
Siamese?
The same name as a city in the great state of Georgia.
Savannah.
I don't know what a Savannah cat is.
They're kind of big, and they're not quite as domesticated as probably like Mara's and my cats, which are minor domestic short hairs. I don't know about yours, Mara.
Yeah, same.
Savannahs are.
Well, they're like half wild.
A little more rambunctious.
Okay.
Take a fairly experienced owner because I watch My Cat from Hell. That's the only reason.
Yeah, I'm looking at pictures now. It
looks
like.
But I also watch Cats 101. So.
What does it look like, Dan?
It looks like somebody went to Africa and picked up what it thought was a cat, but really is a tiger or something.
Yeah, I'm sure
it's got the stripings of a wild looking cat. And it's actually quite very pretty, but lean. It looks like it belongs.
Cheetah.
More like a little ocelot or something.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
There you go.
But as a kid,
waiting for someone to use the word ocelot. How old was the world's oldest domestic cat who passed away in 2005? A world record holder.
Yes. 30
years old.
I've heard 26. I've heard 30. Beth, you were
35.
35, I have to give it to you. After our first volley, it was 38 years old, this cat. Oh, incredible. Wow. His name was Cream Puff.
Oh.
What famous cat was born Stephen Giorgio in 1948?
Cat Stevens?
Yeah, Cat Stevens. That doesn't technically have anything to do with cats, but we'll allow the question.
Okay.
Name two of the three cat characters featured in the Star Trek TV shows. I think we already heard about one of them.
Spot.
Had a cat. Yeah.
Spot.
Data had a cat.
Yeah, that was Spot. What's the new one? Cleveland Booker's.
His name is Grudge. Yeah, that's one of them. Yep. But Voyager, Voyager's Neelix had one, apparently, too. It didn't have a name, is what it says here. So,
I had no idea Neelix was a communist.
I didn't know Data had a cat.
Yeah. He did.
He wrote a beautiful poem to it, too. You gotta Google that one.
That was an orange tabby, like Morris, if I remember right.
What presidential child, of course, this would be in the modern era, once you hear this name, once owned a cat in the White House who she named Misty Malarkey Ying Yang?
Amy Carter.
Amy Carter. Spot on. Yes. Nice.
Wow.
Love that name.
What was the name again, Matt?
Misty Malarkey Ying Yang.
It's a complicated name for a cat.
Wow.
The Clintons named their cat Socks.
Yep.
They did.
Bidens have dogs.
Yeah, they have a bunch of dogs.
No, there's a first cat. Okay, that's right. Okay. They kind of made a big deal about it being time for a cat to be represented in the White House. He's a little tuxedo kid. It may be a girl.
This is the inclusion presidency.
Yeah. Thank goodness.
It is. Where are the lizards? Come on, where are the lizards?
FYI.
The dogs, I think, are Portuguese water dogs that he got from Kennedy. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Biden dogs.
Who's the person who draws the comic strip Garfield? What's his name?
Jim Davis.
Jim Davis, yes. I would expect the graphic artist to know that.
Yeah.
Let's see. Mrs. Chippy was the cat aboard this famous ship. What was the ship?
Oh,
wasn't it Titanic?
Mm-mm.
Where's Jim Tubbs when we need him?
I know.
Lusitania?
You would know.
Wasn't Lusitania, nope.
Famous ship.
And it wasn't the Titanic.
Nope. The name of the ship... starts with the letter E, and E is also the first name of the person who was sort of the captain of the ship.
I was going to go Bablo, but that's not it. So
this is a on the water type ship.
Yes, it is. It's not like a friendship or
Enterprise.
Is the ship famous or infamous?
Well, like
good question.
The Exxon Valdez.
Yeah, right. That's what I was going to say.
Not Deepwater Horizon. No, it says here the name of the ship was the Endurance. It was Ernest Shackleton's ship.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I just love Mrs. Chippy. It sounds like she's got a chip on her shoulder. Like, let's get this party started here, you know?
Let's get to sea. Come on.
Jean-Paul Sartre also had a cat and gave it an actual name. What was that name? Kind of existential.
The Gaze.
I love it.
That's amazing.
Call it a dog's name or something.
Dog or a dog's name would have been good. You need to go way beyond where you all have been so far.
Really?
It Simone. That would have been pretty funny. I'm sure De Beauvoir would have appreciated it.
What? Were we talking like Aristotle or something
judgment?
Like that?
It's God. Definitely not a name you would give a pet or a human being, mostly. You know what Sartre named his cat? You and Mara have gotten really close. He named it Nothing with a capital N. Nothing.
Nothing.
And that's
being in nothingness. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank God cats don't have any feelings.
I had a friend who had a cat who called him Mister. And it really was quite entertaining. He was like, Mister, get over here. Like all the time. And it was like you're chiding some sort of preschooler. I found that very amusing.
Wasn't there that one joke that
the cat found it amusing too?
Oh yeah.
Or like naming your dog Sit or something like that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise's character in Rock of Ages, which is really truly hysterical if you grew up in the MTV age, is named Hey Man. He has this little monkey that he takes everywhere, and the monkey's name is Hey Man.
In the Harry Potter book series, what's the name of Hermione Granger's cat?
Crookshanks.
Yes.
Crookshanks.
Although I gotta say, because I know we've got some Potterheads here, actually, Crookshanks was not a cat. He was a Neasel. But I'm going to let it slide, okay?
Oh.
That is what she named the cat, though.
Right, but he was thought to be a cat, but he ended up being a magical creature.
Some other kind of
Kneasel, yes.
Why don't I remember that?
That's okay. Look up Kneasel. It starts with a K. Constant vigilance. What railroad line has a cat for its logo and mascot?
It's the Chessie system, isn't it?
That's right. It's the Chessie system. That's right. Chesapeake and Ohio, they call themselves Chessie or the Chessie system. It's a very odd logo that doesn't necessarily, right, Dave, look like a cat?
Yeah, it's like the cat's head in a silhouette in the sea or something like that. That I'm like,
exactly.
It was like some bad Rorschach test that I failed back in the day.
Beverly, we appreciate the fact that you would bring up something relatively close to Detroit with Chesapeake and Ohio Railway, but we're more of a Grand Trunk country, so we don't see that logo there.
And I'm a Canadian Pacific boy, so.
Of course, of course. Last question, pretty well done, although I'm going to ask Dan and Jeff to say if we get two of these, unnumbered questions. So yeah, we're perfect. We got it all right. Okay, good. What's the name of Geppetto's cat? In Pinocchio, Disney's Pinocchio.
Oh, I can picture it.
It's really cute kitty.
It's not, I was thinking Jiminy Cricket, but it's a no black idea. And white cat.
What was that, Jeff?
No idea, man.
Oh, it's an Italian folktale. So it's very Italian sounding. It starts with the letter F.
Figaro?
Figaro. Figaro, Figaro, Figaro. Yes. If only I had known about a name of a Disney cat before I named my middle son Lorenzo. He could have been a Figaro. Figaro.
Yeah, Mara. I bet that would have gone over real well, and he would have appreciated it forever.
Yeah, like Figgy Pudding or something like that.
As you're repeating his name over and over again, running down the street.
Figaro, it's time for dinner.
In the immortal words of my buddy, my old college buddy, Frank, after I announce Enzo's birth, which, by the way, in about a week, he'll be 13, which is pretty brutal. He's like, congratulations, Matt. He'll either be a hitman or a piano mover. Like, named him Lorenzo Mayo.
It's good job security. I mean, you know,
absolutely.
He'll end up being John Cusack in Gross Point Blank, right?
It's our growth industries.
Well, thanks, Beverly, for sending those in. Those were awesome. I'm afraid, though, that we've reached the end of our wonderful show. So the time has come to say goodbye, Dave.
See ya.
Steven.
Bye.
Dan.
Bye.
Mara.
Goodbye.
Beth.
Later.
And Jeff.
Meow, meow, goodbye, meow.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.